Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T. And today I'm going to be talking about something that's extremely personal to me. And if you're a parent out there, it's going to be extremely personal to you. It's also something that I think we've all been guilty of doing, whether we have kids or not. But as a parent of toddlers who are in their season of imagination and fun and the world being big in their playground, I have in a way been subject to bullying and what some like to call backseat parenting. And I just wanted to come on here and talk about it because I definitely know that some of you out there have been experiencing something similar in your parenting, or maybe from family members or friends of yours, or maybe even from teachers. And specifically, I'm going to talk about how one of my kids, and both of my kids actually, have and has times where they want to wear clothes or costumes of the opposite sex. Sit back, get ready to trust and believe in something that's personal to me, and I hope quite possibly personal to you, and or it will open your eyes up to maybe sometimes we need to let parents be parents.
Somebody say it again.
No. What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, everyone, I'm back. First of all, thank you so much for listening to my show. I appreciate it so much. And a really quick story before we begin. And that is, being in France was extremely incredible in so many different ways. And one of those ways is just kind of really focusing on your ability to communicate in whatever way you needed to communicate, to have fun, to work, to get from point A to point B. And I just think it's really just really exciting when I go meet Fit Fam from across the world and they get me in a way that some people who might even speak my own language don't get me, or they may compliment me in a really positive way on, how I'm raising my family, or they know a situation that I've done in my life or my parenting life or in my relationship life that they may have deemed a struggle, and they're like, wow, it's really great that you were able to get through that. And I just think it's really cool because, again, some of these people don't really have English as their first language, and they really focus on intention and focus on the things that you're doing and actually looking at the things that you're doing right to, or correctly, I should say, as guides to their ability to want to, in a way, be involved in your life instead of looking at what people deem to be wrong. And that's where I want to start today. In my DMs, I get countless messages. They're annoying as hell, to be quite honest. Specifically about, I can't believe you let your son dress up as Spider Girl. And because Sander loves, when I tell you, I don't know what it is, but he absolutely loves Spider Girl. I actually do know what it is. He actually loves the color pink. He asked me, why do you like Spider Girl? He said, because it's pink, and pink is such a fun color. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then, I get people to say, he's wearing a dress, and, God is going to do this, or this is what's wrong with parents in the world. Meanwhile, these people still follow me. I'm like, if you really had that big of an issue, can you just get out of my life? Not just off my page, but completely out of my life. But I just remember sitting on the couch one day, and Sander jumped up next to Scott and I, and he said, I really like Spider Girl's costume because this is a really cool shirt. And it was interesting because I think that he didn't realize that there was a difference between a female piece of clothing and a male piece of clothing. And at that moment, I actually was, in a way, I was extremely proud of myself and Scott, because we don't make gender an issue in any way, shape, or form until it comes time to about, their reproductive parts. We have talked to them about girls don't have the same thing that boys have. And I actually think we use the word, women have a vagina and men have a penis, because there's no reason in our minds, just like we've never spoken to them with baby talk, there was no reason for us to ever, sugarcoat what is and what they're actually going to find out. And so anyway, it was really cool that Sander thought it was a shirt. And the other thing, just kind of sidebar, is that last year, 2020, Silas was a witch for Halloween. And, it was super fun. Silas was a witch, Sander was a skeleton, and no one had anything to say about it. I will say that, if I want to sidebar that again, is I actually thought it's really interesting how our nannies, when the boys wanted to be anything other than what boys should be, they are so respectful when they come to us and they're like, we want to get this for them, or we want to do it, but we want to check with you guys first. And both Scott and I are on the same, we're just on the same playing field, and we agree that, listen, if they want to be something or try something or experience something that's not going to hurt them, that's not going to, put them in harm's way, then we're going to do it. And we actually do know that Sander going out as Spider Girl, we know it's actually, in a way, putting him in harm's way, because we know there are going to be other young kids that say something to him. Case in point, he was at the park, and there was another young boy that said, "You're wearing that. You're not a boy. You're not a girl." And if you know Sander, even though he's not from the hood, he has a lot of his papa in him, and he was like, "I'm a boy." Like, he wouldn't even give in this kid. And I think it's really crazy, because the kid didn't, Sander didn't even, he didn't even realize, like, this is a girl and this is a boy. For him, he's like, well, I know Spider-Girl is a girl, but that's not why she's wearing these particular clothes. So again, while he was taking up for himself, and I love it, I also was in a way proud of us as parents and his nannies for not conforming to what other people think or say, or even when there's kids. And I really, at such a young age, teach our kids, stick up for yourself. Don't back down from people. And they do it. And, you know, they repeat it. They say, you know, if someone does this, or if I'm at the playground and somebody does this, you know, I'm supposed to do this. And I'm like, absolutely, exactly. Kids wearing opposite sex clothing, I put that in really big quotes, because I I'm from the school of live your best life, wear whatever you want. Is we actually showed Xander, well, we didn't show him, we were looking at Instagram, and Shangela, who is a very famous drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race, and she's been in movies. He saw a slow motion video of Shangela coming out of the house or of a building or something, and he says, wow, look at her cape. And I don't know if he said her or he said, look at that cape. But to him, Shangela's dress was a cape. He looked at it as if it were a part of a superhero's costume. And I just thought that was so interesting and enlightening, because once again, we are thinking they think this one thing and this is why they want to do it. Not us necessarily, but his entire approach to liking that incredible cape colored outfit was that, or dress, I should say, outfit, is that he associated it with superheroes. So naturally, what do I do as a parent? And more importantly, as a gay parent? And I think this is where I'll be a little bit vulnerable. You know, I grew up in a time where there is no way in heaven that, at least where I grew up, a boy would have on a girl's costume. And it was such a time that even if someone's parent was extremely open-minded, it would be extremely rare for us to see something like that in school. But at the same time, and this is where it is extremely, extremely important, when we put our life experiences and we make it part of our children's agenda, what we do is we create a barrier, we create fear, we create confusion and chaos in a child's mind. For instance, for me, when I dabbled in wearing girls' clothing when I was younger, I never wore girls' clothing. I know I definitely put on my mom's shoes, and for a lot of people that's, you know, oh, you put on your parents' shoes because they're bigger. No, bitch. I put on my mom's shoes. I got a sheet. I wrapped it around me when no one was home and no one was upstairs. I 100% knew what I was doing. My entire situation was, wow, this is how my mom dresses when she goes to church, and this is what I want to feel. And, you know, I was truly in touch with my feminine side. I knew I was gay. Like, I knew what that was.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But, you know, now when I get older, I'm not going to lie, my thought process, and which is really my fear, and I wonder if Scott, I know he a little bit feels the same way, but my thought process and fear is that, oh my gosh, you know, this is going to be so bad, or he's going to get teased like he did at the park. It'll happen anyway. Or is my kid gay? Knowing I don't care. Nor should I care. But these are all things that are going through my head because of my experience. And so I immediately, my experience growing up as a gay kid, having to be in the closet, I should say. So, you know, I immediately turned that conversation off in my head, and I just let it go, like Frozen. I'm just like, yo, I freeze that, let it go, and I freeze it, and it melts somewhere else, because I just don't believe that should be part of my agenda. And for case in point, for those who actually care about this, y'all know, like, for me, whether my kid is gay, straight, non-binary, you know, they get to a point where they hate pronouns or the whole thing, I'm like, listen, this is your life. I'm only here to protect you. But I also want to say that with that minor fear that I had because of my own past and growing up gay and being afraid to express myself, I refuse to not let my kids express themselves through clothing, through music, through experiences that we can afford. I'm going to support that 100% because I don't want my fear to stop them from being able to completely live their best lives. The next thing I'll say for parents out there who do have that fear or maybe going through the same thing is that what my kid, our kids, I'll say, are going through at that time is extremely normal. Because, you know, I did some research on it because I thought it was really important for me to find out the psychology behind why kids do this. And I will say that my initial research to finding this out was, in a way, fear-based. It was based on my own history of my own fear of growing up gay and being in a closet and the whole thing. But what I realized is, and I thought this was extremely fascinating, is that boys and girls will dabble in the opposite sex experience. I should say gender. Their experience. So I did get messages of people saying, well, oh my gosh, I love the way you're raising your kids because my daughter, yes, loves to dress up as Spider-Man, or my daughter loves to dress up as another superhero that's a different, the opposite gender. And also in the same breath, which I think is really cool, is people will actually share a story more than once. Do I get this? Lots of how their child wants to wear a certain outfit and they go to school and they get teased and they gotta come home. They come home and then the parent says, hey, you know, you're going to experience people like this. You're going to experience hate in the world. But what we're not going to do is stop expressing ourselves because of what someone else wants you to do. And I just think I think that was really cool because I also believe that it promotes, you know, you being brave and really being able to, you know, be authentically proud of who you are at such a young age. Whereas when I was a kid, it wasn't taught, it wasn't be who you are. You know, I think my mom did the best that she can did the best that she can do. And I know she did the best that she could do because she had us around, gay people, lesbian people, they weren't out. Some of them were out. But she never once shunned them, said, oh my gosh, I hope you're not like that. You know, now that I'm talking this out loud, I do remember, which is very interesting, my stepfather, and for those of you who don't know, my stepfather, called my stepmonster, was the man who molested me from the time I was 8 to the time I was 12 plus. He is the one that used to make fun of gay people. And now I'm just putting it together. I'm like, wow, what overcompensating he was doing for trying to hide what could possibly have been his own truth. But anyway, the research and articles that I read was, they were really well written. And I thought it was, checking the show notes, because I think some of you will be really interested in some of the things I found out, maybe in a little more depth in science than what I'm talking about at the moment, because mine is more experience. I think it actually opens a kid's mind to be more respectful of the opposite gender when they get older, or when they do see a non-binary person, you know, they will be more open to say, oh wow, you know, that's really great. Or maybe they don't even, maybe they won't even think about it. I just hope that my kids feel such a freedom of expression that when they meet someone else that may be different than what quote unquote society wants us to be, that they embrace it and they want to hug that person. Or maybe they don't even know, to the point where they have a friend and they're like, oh, they are who they are. You know, we are who we are. We're born how we're born. And that is a stupidly debatable thing that people actually debate, whether somebody's born gay or straight. And I personally feel it goes beyond the gay and straight, because when we grew up, everything was just always so black and white. They're straight, they're gay. But people are bisexual. Like I said, people are non-binary. People are truly living their life in the body that they're in is not what they know themselves to be. And that's why we have transgender people. And it is just incredibly amazing to me that it is less about what we want our sex to be or how we, you know, identify our orientation. And I think it's more about how special our brains are.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And it truly goes back to what I used to say about the human experience, which is we are all like snowflakes. I don't know if you remember being in school, but one of the things I remember most about being in school is my teacher saying no two snowflakes are alike. And I wish they would say no two people are alike. And even deeper, no two brains are alike. Because our brains have looked into the world from the time we were born, and we interpret things so differently. Each of our brains are this individual computer that responds differently to things. That's why there's fight or flight. Some people love expressing themselves in emotion. Some people hide their emotion. Some people, because of their experience, are affected by their hair or how tall they are. And some people with the same hair or how tall they might be, the same height, may not be affected, you know. And so we all also, when you speak of height, we also grow up in a world seeing it from different levels. I remember living with this incredible woman in Los Angeles, and she pulled me aside one day and said, "Hey, Sean, you know, you can't put the glasses that high in the cupboard because I can't reach up there." I just thought it was such an eye-opening experience for me, because I'm like, wow, my arms reach all the way up there and yours don't. And then I would go to people's homes and hit my head on a chandelier or, you know, something like that. And then I look at the person, I'm like, wow, you know, they're much, I use the word shorter in an endearing way, but it is because of their height, their life is just a little bit different, and they're different. And I feel like if we get out of trying to only learn about people because of how society views them as different, I feel like we can really learn about people if we look at their individual intricacies and the differences and look at it and how they have enhanced their lives instead of how their life could possibly be an inconvenience to us because we're taller, or maybe it comes down to race. But the last thing I want to say, and I want to leave you with this, is don't try to parent from the back fuck seat. If you see somebody smacking their kid around or literally being abusive, then okay, obviously you intervene with a child's safety, but stop going in people's messages and comments and telling them what they should do and how they should do it. There is a way for people to judge and come across sincere and say, "Hey, you know, I see you doing this with your child, and I'm a teacher, and maybe you want to try this." And those messages, I actually really like them. I mean, sometimes I'm like, yeah, well, I think my kid is too young for that. Or then there's sometimes where I say, wow, I never even thought about that. I'm going to try it. And I used it. But when it comes down to kids expressing themselves and people being rude and just basically wanting to have myself or other people parent for their own pleasure and comfort, no, don't do that, people. It's rude, it doesn't make sense, and really what you're doing is putting your agenda, your closed-minded agenda, on somebody else. And being closed-minded is not what makes the world go round, because every continent, within the continent, within countries or cities or states or towns, everywhere you go, there is a slightly different culture that may be way different than a culture that's across the world. And if you travel a lot, you will understand that what we may seem to think is different or weird, for somebody else, it's normal. And it's how they were raised. And it's how they thrive. And it's a part of their existence. So let people have their households. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to let people have their households. We're going to let parents do the best they can do by making mistakes. That would be like me getting mad at people for yo-yoing in their weight. I don't get mad. I'm like, hey, you're trying. You know, you have to do the best that you can do. That's what I'm doing. That's what I know a lot of you out there are doing. And I just hope that you continue to find peace and joy and love in your heart to stay the course, whether it's parenting or fitness or life. I thank you so much for listening, and I hope you always trust and believe in who you are.